Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tezvav, Haroitzus Yiskaimu Nechosov, Yita Bohen Ador, Shenemar Adir Bamoroim Hashem. Rashi explains, a person has Nechosim, a person has a Sodeh, and he wants to make sure that the Sodeh should be Matzliach, Azoi, it's like a Sodeh, like anyone else has a Sodeh. The eighth is Yita Bohen Ador, plant in it an Ador tree. Rashi explains an Ador tree is a very unique, special tree that's Choshuv, and then the entire Sodeh is going to be in this Ale, because it's not Stam a Sodeh, it's a Sodeh that's Natua Boy, an Ador tree. As I learned Rashi, the Oruch, the Marsha, other Mefarshim explained that it means to give Tzedakah. Ador is a Lashon of giving Tzedakah. Ulai Yesh Lefarish, an Ander of Pshat in the Gemara, Harachis Yiskayim on the Chosuv. Ben Torah has a lot of nechosim. Over the years, for sure he has a lot of nechosim, but even if you not go back that far, a person has nechosim, cheshvin, kislev, tevis, shvat, azoifel nechosim, azoifel sugyas of kalem, haraitah sheyiskaimu nechosov, yita bohen ador. You have to make sure, there's einpflanzen, the ador, oichet, if you pflanzen are in the ador, v'yaz navzadayin, it's nikras al shmoi, the entire nechosim. The Gemara Darshan did the pasuk Adir Bamorim Hashem, is the lashon of Adar. Of course, the names of the Chadoshim came from Bovel, but it's form state on all the Chadoshim that there's Ramazim, there's in Yonim, what the shemos of these Chadoshim are. Adar is a lashon of Aleph Dor. The Rabbeinu Shloim is Dor. The Rabbeinu Shloim, we want him to be Adira B'tachtoyim. We want the Shechina to be Shoira down here in Olam Hazeh. That's Adar. It's a zman of making Adira for the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's Mavur in the Medrash that the Emes, when they prepared to build the Mishkan, an Aleph Adar was already prepared. Now they waited till Aleph Nisan, but all the Choymer was already ready by Adar. Adar is the time for Ashros HaShechina. Parshas Truma Tetzaveh and all the Parshas that talk about Ashros HaShechina is in Chodesh Adar. And that's the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, where there's Ashros HaShechina, where we lost the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? That's the Simcha. Adar is also a time for tshuva. Efshe tshuva me'ava. Mizak, that an Elul is for tshuva me'ira. An Adar is tshuva me'ava. The pasuk says, Lulei hismamonu ki ato shavnu zeh pamayim. It's a pasuk b'shvotem by Yosef when they're down in Mitzrayim. But the lashon of the pasuk is Lulei. Lulei is the oisius of Elul. Lulei hismamonu, if a person was mismamea, and anishtarayim gechapay Elul, ki ato shavnu zeh is yud beis, Matthew 12 is the 12th month, pa'amoyim, because sometimes Adar even comes out twice. So, lule yismamonu, ki ato zeshavnu pa'amoyim, Adar is a time for tshuva me'avo. That's why we have the Dalet Parshiyos. The Dalet Parshiyos is be'emes a seder of tshuva, first shkolim, that person should realize that he's only a machtza, that he doesn't have shleimus yet, that he has to kaseid ushtai. And then you have to be moiche amolek, we'll see, is the inyan of bitul hara, and then a person's ready. The Hemshech for Parah, which is Tahara, and then Chodesh to finally make his Chachus. That's the whole Seder Advarim of this parasha, of the Chodesh. Now it's not Stam that Haman wanted to kill Astaka out in Chodesh Adar, but the emes is what happens is like this: every Chodesh has a mazel, and the mazel of Adar is Dogim. Why is it Dogim? Mazel Adar is Dog. It's Dogim. There are other Mazalas that are double. Ta'oimim. And Tishrei is Moiznayim. But it's not double, that's what it is. A Ta'oimim is a Tzvillin. A Moiznayim is two sides of the scale. But what's Mazel Adar? Dogim. So some say, because there's two Adars. And two Adars, so it's Dogim. But in Sfarim State, in Mishonary, Adar Beis doesn't have a Mazel. It's not the pshat that the mazel of Adar Beis is dogging. Adar Beis doesn't have a mazel. And the Emes Haman wanted to kill them out in Adar, and it's Mavor, Rabbeinu Snaivish, and others talk about this, that Mordechai was Ma'abra the Shona, and he turned it into an Adar Beis, and therefore they were Lamala from the mazel. And that was the Binahapoichu, that he took them out from the mazel. By Melchemes Amolek even, it says, Bechar Lonu Anoshim, Moshe told Yeshua, Bechar Lonu Anoshim, Geklib in the mansion. Zok Techeskuni, the Kekliven and Menshin were people that were born in Adar Beis. Adar Beis Nikis are, they don't have a birthday every year, but they also don't Ve'lamala min ha'mazel. And Yeshua also, he says, was born other base. That's the koyach to go against the when it's l'mala min ha'mazel. Demas says, the Torah brings down that every chodesh is connected one of the shvatim. He brings down, and it was Rosh Chodesh, that the Shalish Regolim is connected to Aves, and the Yud Beis Chodesh is connected to Shvatim, and in Svarim Shteit Asach, which Chodesh is which, Asach and Yonim and them, over a lot of the sheet is, Adar is Yosef. And it's Advarim Matimim, that's why there's two Adars, there's Menashe v'Ephraim, it's Tel Tzachop, Menashe v'Ephraim. Now the whole Chodesh is supposed to be B'Simcha. Not just Purim, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, as I state in the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chavtes. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in this halacha. The Gemara says, Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha, and Shulchan Aruch brings that lehalacha, and Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that. I'm sure because in the last halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the last sibin in Arachayim is a shayla whether on, when there's two Adars, if Purim Kotin Yosef is supposed to have a Suda. So it's a shayla in the Ramah, he's supposed to not. And he's Messiah, the toy lay Mishta Tomit. Aesthetic Besimcha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Mishenichnas Adam Arab and Besimcha. Interesting. It's Omer Darsheni. Over it's clear that the Simcha is the Ganze Chodesh. There's even a nice diak in the Asher Haini, which the end of the Asher Haini, which is a poem. Peter says, the Aleph Beis, the last two stanzas, of course, are Shoshanas Yaakov, Shin and Tov. But earlier in the stanza it says by the kuf, it says the lashon is kaimu aleim lasos purim v'lismoyach b'chol shana v'shana. So what's v'lismoyach? Kaimu aleim lasos purim means all the dinim of purim. The dinim of purim include the mishloach manes, matanis lavyoyim, the simcha. What's kaimu aleim lasos purim v'lismoyach? Why is v'lismoyach mentioned separately? Ulai the pshat is v'lismoyach b'chol shana v'shana doesn't mean purim. It begins the other. Kaimu aleim lasos purim anoichet nochazach the simcha. The Simcha from Gantz Chodesh Adar. The Gantz Chodesh is a Chodesh, like we said, of Adar, of bringing the Rabbeinu Shloilam into the High Alma, into every person, to be Mashra Shechina, B'toichoy, and that's Simcha. It could also be, we start from a Chodesh already, because Yom Kippurim, and if by Yom Kippur we need 10 days for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Meira, by Purim, which the Yimei Purim start from Yud Aleph, so we need 10 days before, and that's why we already start from Rosh Chodesh, Arayin in the Nyonim of Simchas HaPurim. Now, a great chelik of the Inyan of the Purim is the Molchemes Amalek, which we know Amalek is mentioned a few times in the Torah. And we have to know how the Seder Advarim goes with Amalek. Amalek is always the Koyach HaRa that's trying to go against when the world wants to come to its Tikkun. Amalek comes and stops it. Amalek is kulei ra, but he always stares. Adam HaRishon was supposed to be mekayim, the mitzvah of not eating from the Eitz Hadas, which is grois in yon in this government. We don't understand in it. All the chatoyim and all the golis is all the shayrish dish that he wasn't oimin in that nesoyim. We don't understand what it means, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon koydem achet. We don't know what it means, Adam HaRishon achar achet. We don't know. But Adam HaRishon was supposed to bring the oilim with tikunoi, and came the nochash, which is Reishis Goyim Amalek is the Nochash, and he stopped it. Then the Ovois came and was starting to make a tikkun of the Adam HaRishon, and finally we go into Mitzrayim, and by Golis Mitzrayim, after we went out of Mitzrayim, Be'emes, it was an opportunity that the world would come back with tikkunot. The Sakin Oilam, the Malchus Shakai, was supposed to Nochamo come back. Vayobay Amalek, Vayilochem in Yisrael Berafidim. Again, 40 years later, when they want to enter Eretz Yisrael, it's an opportunity to maybe make tikkun ha'olam, Mashiach Zeiten. Balak and Bilam, take away the base, is the Oisis Amalek. Balak and Bilam come and shter. Before the Bayis Rishon, when Shaul already had the Malucha, and Shaul is told, but Sivoy, the Eivister says that you're a Melech, and that's, it's Meduyik in the Pesukim, a Melech has to be Moicha Amalek. The Eivister says Shaul is a Melech, and he's supposed to be Moicha Amalek. And Itaka was, he killed them all out, except for Agag, which Shmuel himself killed. Over he left some of the behemoths, and there was kishif machers by the Amalekim. They made, and they were matzil the Amalekim. And vaitu it wasn't mamshich. In Golus Babel, now it's time for the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and Mordechai, the Esther, and the Anshei Tes HaGadol, they want to bring a Bayis Sheni, it's supposed to be Tikkun Oila. Comes a Haman, comes Amalek. Amalek always comes when a Klal Yisrael, when the world, and every Yochid, wants to do a tikkun, wants to be mashkim something, wants to be nesayim something, wants to have a shloma v'zach, a tikkun, whether it's the tikkun of oilam or it's a tikkun prati of a person. The Amalek, shebetoichai, the Amalek in the veld, the Amalek is the ra that comes to shter. There was always the Amalek. Always the Amalek. And the Inyan is was supposed to be moichad Amalek. Now the Gemara says that this Shileishim v'loy ribeim, and the Gemara says in Daf Zayin that Esther asked that Megillas Esther should also become part of Tanakh. Kisvuni l'doyros. And originally Chazal said back, no, it's Shileishim, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Shileishim v'loy ribeim, until they found the Makor, Ksoiv, Zois, Yikaren, Basefer. And they darshan, Ksoiv, Zois, Yikaren, Basefer is four things, and be'emes, it's Mavur in Tanakh. Amalek is brought down in Parshas Kiseitze. You have it also in Parshas Bishalach, Vayovi Amalek. You have the story of Shaul and Shmuel. And you have the Megillas Esther. And we learn all four of them. Parshas Zohar, on Shabbos, we're going to learn Parshas Kiseitze. Purim Boi Vayoyim, we learn Vayovi Amalek. The Haftorah of Parshas Zohar is the Maisa of Shmuel and Shaul. And we learn Megillas Esther. That's the Rebbeim, that's the four places where it's brought down Amalek, that there's an Indian of bringing down the Amalek. And we have to be Moichel Amalek. Amalek Avada is a nation and it's people and we're supposed to kill them, but Amalek is also the Ra that's in this world. Amalek is Gematria Suffolk, 240. It says already by the Nochash. Hanochash Hishiani Va'oichel. Hanochash Hishiani Va'oichel. Hishiani is the letters Yesh and Ayin. The Nochash was Makarer the Emunah. He made a Suffolk. There was supposed to be a Behirus, a Klorkite, where the world is supposed to head, where the other Marishan is supposed to head, where the world is supposed to head, and Hanochash Hishiani. He made a Tifa Suffolk in Emunah, Yesh, Ba'ayin. He was Ma'ir Suffolk. Amalek is also Gematria Rum. Rum is Gaiva. Because about Gaiva, the Gemara says in Soita, Ein Aniva Hu Yechoylem Lodur B'mokim Echad. And about Gaiva, it can't be Ador. Can't be. The Eibush is not dar, because a person that's a guy, he sees himself. He doesn't mock it at Eloid Movado. That's Amalek. Amalek is Suffolk, and Amalek is Rum, Gaiva. And Amalek always creates a Suffolk, and a person always has the Suffolk. Haman min ha-Torah minayin, the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, Josant, there are four people, the Gemara darshan, they're Haman, Mordechai, Esther, and Moshe Rabbein. Mara finds Makar, missing the Indian in them. Aber Haman min ha-Torah minayin, ha-min ha-eitz ha-zeh ha-chaltem. The eitz ha-das, there's a shaykhis, Haman has the eitz. There's an Indian over here of eitz. Ha-min ha-eitz ha-zeh ha-chaltem. But what's the pshat? Ha-min ha-eitz ha-zeh ha-chaltem is a person starts asking himself, did I do the right thing? Maybe I ate from the eitz ha-das. Maybe I did, I didn't. Suffolk. Annoying, and a suffolk that eats you up and you don't know where the emes is and there's not a behirus. That's Amalek. And that's Haman. And the hepech of that is, what we come to on Purim, is the hakara of Ein Oyd Muvadon. In the Megillah, every time it says HaMelech, we know that besides that it means Achashverosh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber one nusach to say that is a brisker nusach. So the Tzvei Dinim, HaMelech meint Achashverosh, HaMelech meint HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvei dinim. The Tzvei Eifanim had to be Mefarsh L'Psukim. Aber in the Nir, Asachmo declared, Efshe Nishta Tzvei dinim, Efshe Staka Se'ein dinim. And the Pshat is, if you understand, Ein Oyd Muvada, that the Eibishter is just pulling the strings, it's really all a puppet show. And that's why there's an Inyan on Purim, you make a Purim spiel. He's a minute Klal Yisrael all the years, because it's all a spiel, everything was a spiel. Achashverosh is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They say everything that happened to Klal Yisrael, there's a Gzeir, there's Achashverosh, there's a Haman. It's called Kuli Akodesh Baruch Hu. Ein Oyd Muvada. It's not God the Rabbi Yisrael. It's not Tzvedim. It's Nisparish Be'emes one shot. Ein Oyd Muvada. And if a person comes to that Hakara of Ein Oyd Muvada, and on Purim we come to that Hakara, Ad Lo Yoda Kup and Taka to the Hakara of an Ein Oyd Muvada, that's the Simcha of Purim, because Ein Simcha Katoris Hasvekas. Ein Simcha Katoris Hasvekas. Sveikis, the person doesn't know what he's doing, he's doing the right thing, it's not clear. Aber Mechias HaMolek is when you take away those Sveikis. I saw, but then also HaMolek is a lesson of Malika. Malika is when you separate the head from the rest of the body. And we know that Esav's head was in the Ha'aretz HaMachpelah. Because after Mitzad the Seichel, he had Madregas. But a person has to know, you have to make a Malika, you have to separate, right? That Fakert, that a person has to not be separated like that. A person has to be Mala, his Guf, to Ruchnis, to make the Rabbani Shloilam a Bira B'tachtoinam. It shouldn't be Malika. Another Pshal I saw in Amolek. Amolek is a Lashon of Omol Kuf. What is Omol Kuf? Omol Kuf is Amolek. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Einoi doime misheshoine pirkoi meya pomim lemeya pomim ve'echad. Einoi doime, someone learns 100 times, 101 times. So 100 times is not enough. That's Amolek. That's Omol Kuf. Ulai, the Rav Drash. What's the meaning of meya pomim ve'echad? Snishbe yetz is a sach in yonim in them. I will say, Pshat, a person learns 100 times. You can have a person learning 100 times. But he's missing the echot. He's missing, he didn't bring the Rabbani Shlom. Galant. But the Rabbani Shlom is not a chelik of him. Kuf pa'amim is not enough. It's kuf pa'amim ve'echot. The echot zu Rabbani Shlom. Hashicheach dober echot mi limudoi. Dober echot mi limudoi. Forget nisht. That's mechias amolek. Kuf pa'amim ve'echot. Making the Rabbani Shloilam part of the mensch. And that's Mechias HaMolek, and then you come to Simcha.
That was
Omol Kuf. It says, the Gemara Darshan's the Pasuk, Amoloi, and the Gemara asks, what does it mean, someone that was Omol Batoira? Eini Doima, Kuf Pa'amol Kuf Pa'amecha. So the Omol of Kuf, without the Kuf Aleph. So do a mitzvah's essay, Midivrei Kabbalah, on Purim, to lay the Megillah. It's one of the mitzvah's hayoim of Mikra Megillah. And the Mishnah says in Megillah, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah. I'm sorry, the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Chof, Kol Hayoim Kosher LeMikra Megillah. And the Mishnah then gives, Mishnah Daf Chof in Megillah, it gives a list of many things that are noyed during the day, that the mitzvah is the whole day. You know, Zriza Magdimah LeMitzvah, but the end is the mitzvah is the entire day. Kol Hayoim Kosher LeMikra Megillah. The Mishnah then continues a whole list of things that are Kosher Kol Hayoim. And then it says, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktzira Sa'oimer. Why doesn't it say, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Mikra Megillah? We know that the Gemara says, in Daf Dalet, in Megillah, Omer Abishua Ben Levi, Chayiv Odom Likreis Es HaMegillah, Balayla V'Lishnoisa B'Yoy, Tzveimo, Balayla and B'Yoy. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Kol Halayla Kosher L'Mikra Megillah, should say. So the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Marot, they asked the Kasha, they say, because the Iker Chiyav was B'Yoy. The Iker Din. So this Purim is not by Laila. The Iker Din is by Yoy. In Turiyevin, takes it a trot weiter. In Turiyevin, the Shagasari says a Chiddush. We know that the Chiyuvim of Megillah and the other mitzvahs Hayom also are not Stama the Rabbanon. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah from Tanakh has a different Madrega. He says the Kriya Balayla is only the Rabbanon Taka. The Kriya Balayla is only the Rabbanon. And Afmina, Turiyevin wants to see Mitzadid, it says in the Ramah that a lady is not allowed to be Moitzi a man. And there's a lot of reasons for it, but the Turi Evan goes that the reason is because a man is Mechayiv Midivrei Kabbalah. And an Isha is only Chayiv Midirabbanan al Safi Noi Bezenes. And a Dirabbanan can't be Moitzi Midivrei Kabbalah. Vila Mechavizan, Balayla Isha could be Moitzi. Because Balayla, anyways, the Chayiv for the man is also only Dirabbanan. As I am done the Turi Evan. It's Negev, I put a Meshulish, Nafiminis. Because I'm put a Meshulish, it's only Dirabbanan for the people that are laying for Yerushalayim. The Tshuvas Binyan Sin says a much bigger chiddush. He wants to say that it's a member of an Amoy, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likreis Es HaMegillah Ba Laila, V'Lishnoisa B'Yoyim. Zokter, it's a din that was Nischadish at the Kona in the times of Amayroim. It's not Midina the Mishnah. Midina the Mishnah Kol Hayoyim Kashin L'Mikra Megillah. There was no Kriya Ba'Laila. Midina the Mishnah, it was only Ba'Yoyim. But we know that Amayisa that is Chiyav Ba'Yoyim and Ba'Laila. And we have a shot like this. By that member, Om Rabbi Shubham Levi, Chayiv Adam Likris is the Megillah Balayla V'Lishnoi Sibiyoyim. The Lashon was L'Shnoi Sibiyoyim. So the Gemara says, the Talmidei HaYeshiva thought L'Shnoi Su means to learn the Mishnais. They thought that Rav Shuvah Halevi meant something else. Balayla, you have to learn the Megillah. Bayoyim, you have to learn Mishnayis Megillah. You could say, Pshat in these B'nai Yeshiva was because the Iker of the Kabbalah Satayr of Purim is Tarish Baal Peh. So Faker, Bayoyim, the Iker was to learn Mishnayis. And that's what they thought. Until they told them, no, the Shmai is the Lashon of double. To learn it Balayla, and then again double it over and say the Megillah again by day. But there's a Savruah B'nai Yeshiva that it needs to learn Mishnayis Megillah. Frekin the Achroinim, the Rishash, the Turiyevin, it's a Mefresh Mishnah. Kol Hayoyim Koshel Mikra Megillah. And these B'nai Yeshiva have to know the Mishnayis. According to them, you have to learn Mishnayis Megillah. If I am for it. Adalo Yada. Menav Lam in the Megillah. So how can they have as a Havamin? Kol Hayoyim Koshel Mikra Megillah. It's a Pella. So the Turiyevin wants to say a Chiddish that these B'nai Yeshiva thought that in a Chanami the Ikra Din is Bayoyim to do Mishnayis. But if you didn't lay the Lailo, then you have to do Kriya Bayoyim. And on that, the din is called Bayoyim Kashal the Mikra Megillah. It's a Shver, a Zach, it's a Doichik. Why didn't the Mishnah also mention the din of Kol Laila Kashal? We said before, because maybe that wasn't the din of the Mishnah. And also, it says in the Mishnah that L'chadchil, you're only supposed to lay from Neitzach Amo. B'diyeved, you could start from Alois. Verstehst, if someone, the whole din of Mikra Megillah Bayoyim is only for someone that didn't lay yet. So avada by Alois, you could still lay. Memonavshach. If it's Laila, hatararayin gechav techiyav of Laila. And if it's tak already yoy, so let him start the yoy. Vavos zom anish lein in balayis hashachar. Lefiya emes, it's an interim period. I'm not sure. Lamashal, let's say there's tak of two people. One person, it's a shal in the poiskim, if bidiyev, a decree of Laila could be till nates. Because most things of Laila could only go till Alois. Kriyishma could go later. Kriyishma shal Laila. So there's a shal in the Magen Avraham, the poiskim, if Kriyishma gil of Laila, bidiyev, could be till nates. I want to know if there's two yidden, three yidden. One still needs to hear Kriyas Megillah of Laila. The second one is going somewhere, he needs to hear the Kriya of Yoyim. Can the third guy be a Balkari for both of them? He's going to be Moitzi between Alois and Nate. He's going to be Moitzi, one the Laila Kriya and one the Day Kriya. Nothing missing. It's a steer. Nothing missing, it's a steer. The Mishnah says in Megillah, "Hayekoysim et haMegillah." The person was writing a Megillah, and as he's writing a Megillah, he has another Megillah in front of him, and as he's writing it, he says each word, and he's reading it from a Megillah. Is a yotze because he wasn't being mechaben; he was planning just he was writing a Megillah. So the Mishnah says, if he was mechaben taka, that besides that he's writing a Megillah, he's also mechaben that he wants to be yotze mikra Megillah. Hayemeskaven, and hayemeskaven is yotze. That's the Mishnah. Frek the Yerushalmi. How can he be writing a Megillah? It says, "Ba'osay oisay yom mishta v'simcha v'yomtif." Yomtif means issa malacha. The Emes says the Bavli also has a havamina that there's issa malacha on Purim. Lamaskana, we don't pass them like that, but the Yerushalmi lemaisa goes like that. That is issa malacha. So, fret the Yerushalmi on the Mishnah. How you koysed as a Megillah in keeping Levi? How is he being koysed? Issa malacha on Purim. As I fret the Yerushalmi. So I saw the Turi Evan asks, he says, even if there's Isra Malacha, maybe the Isra Malacha is only during the day. Because we see that the Mashal Din of Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos, Mishta Simcha Riyam. The Mishta the Simcha is only by day. Maybe the Isra Malacha also is only by day. And why didn't the Yerushalmi answer, Hayakoysim is a Megillah? What's the Ukipto that he was writing it by night? So for Shteitzach, he's not going like the Binyan Sin. That says that the takon of Mikra Megillah Balayla only happened after the times of the Mishnayis. Because then you can't say that's shot in the Mishnah. But he's going to Shitasi that there was a Dindra Abonan to lay at night. Why didn't the Yerushalmi say that by night? So the Turi Evan was going to be Mechadish that Avada, the night of Purim is also Purim. And if there was a Dinis in Malacha, it would have Avada be night by night also. It's a Bazunda brought that the Sud is not by night. He says, Azayi by Yomtif, there's a Din of Ach that when Mamayit Yomtif Rishin. Yomtif Rishin, Leil Yomtif is a meat on the Sudah. But he says, Avada for all Dinim is Purim. And about it, I'll at this Isra Malacha, this Isra Malacha Balayla also. The Emes says, the Suda we do Pum Faket. Suda's Purim, we're always knowing, we go into the next day, which we never see by other Yom Taitim. People start this Suda Mamash, and Zoe Mamash near the end, negate Vaiter Ein, into the next day. The Meshech Chochma asks Akasha on this Yerushalmi. Again, Yerushalmi is asking, how could there be a mission you're writing in Megillah? It's also to do Malach on Purim. It's up there. What about in the Kfarim? We know the villages would lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. They would go back to the previous Monday or Thursday. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. In a Kfar, they would lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. When did they do the laying of the night? I'm not exactly sure. Oh, but Claire is the Meshech Chachma. When was Isser Malacha? Mamash, we have to clear in the Kfarim everything. When was Meshlaif Manas? When was Matanus Lav Yoyin? Nothing, this is all the Gedarim. Oh, but Claire, the Meshech Chachma, the Isser Malacha would blive on Yud Dalet. They had a takon because they're busy bringing Mayan laws, and so they do the Kriyas Megillah on Yud Aleph. But the Isser Malach is on Yud Dalet. Why didn't Yerushalmi answer? How Yekoysev Isser Megillah is talking about in a kfar where there's no Isser Malach to write it's on Yud Aleph, and you bring Mekayim Mikra Megillah, but there's no Isser Ksiva. Zok the Meshech Chochma Ateretz, because the Megillah that when you're laying it Shaloi Bezman like Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. It needs to be basora. You need a minion. Megillah bezmano loy goi asora. Megillah shaloi bezmano needs asora. The mission is talking about a private person. How Yekoysev is a Megillah. He's writing it by himself. He's not with a minion. Someone told me yesterday, yeah, he was with 10 soifim and they rented a machsan together. There was 10 of them. Amazing. The other nine were writing mezuzahs, but this guy was writing Megillah and laning for the 10. But Zokta, that's why the Yerushalmi didn't answer that case. Interessante mice. What does the Yerushalmi answer on this kasha? How could a guy be writing Megillah with Issa Malacha? Enter the Yerushalmi, it was Purim Mishulish. Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, where the Mikra Megillah is pushed back to Friday. Zok the Yerushalmi, the Mikra Megillah is pushed back to Friday, but when is the Issa Malacha of Purim? Blives on Shabbos. It blives Hezbo. It was a din of Yom Tov. Also, I said, Mishnah Simcha of Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is on Shabbos. So the Issa Malacha is on Shabbos. Hotman a case that he's writing the Megillah on Friday, then Yoitz a Mikra Megillah of Purim Mishulish. You know, a lot of people say that in Mikra Megillah of Purim Mishulish, he's supposed to be makan on a minion. It's considered Megillah Shaloi Bezman. A lot of places. I see in the Meshech Chochma, he crashed it like that. Because he didn't want his Etzayin to Yerushalmi with Kfarim, because he said, no, then there's no minion, it's no good. But Yerushalmi gave the parents of Purim Mishulish. Vice versa, that that's considered a Megillah Bezman. And even though it's Megillah Bezmano, but it doesn't have the din of Issa Malacha. The Issa Malacha fort is on Shabbos. You have in the sugi in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara talks about the Kfarim, that they would lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Who was laying for them? These are the Bnei Kfar, they don't know how to read, they don't know anything. So it's a Machloikis, Kaisis and Yevamos brings from Chaim Kohen, that there would be one person in the Kfar that didn't know how to lane, and he would lane for them in the Kfar. They didn't do the Kriyas Megillah in the big city. They would do the Kriyas Megillah on Yud Aleph in the Kfar. Aber Rashi learns that, no, the Bnei Kfar would travel into the city on Yud Aleph and have a Mikra Megillah on Yud Aleph. But who would lane for them? So the Rosh says, first, one of the Bnei Kfar would lane for them. And Rashi's Mavor, no, the Bnei Kfar don't know how to read. One of the Bnei Ha'ir is going to lane for them the Megillah. All the Achareim telling us, it's a Pella. How could a Ben-Ir lay the Megillah for these Bnei Kfar? It's not the right day for Purim. For the Ben-Ir, the Moshe with Mefurish, we pass like that and say, stay in Yerushalmi. A Ben-Ir can't lay for a Ben-Krach. A Yudalidnik can't lay for a Tezvovnik, and a Tezvovnik can't lay for a Yudalidnik. Ben-Ir can't lay for a Ben-Krach, and a Ben-Krach can't lay for a Ben-Ir. So how could a Ben-Ir lay for a Ben-Kfar? As I tell in the Achrayim, so the Aruch Ner wants to say a chiddush: a ben ir can't lane for a ben krach on tesvov, because by tesvov Purim is ready over. Ois Purim. Or a ben krach a tesvov ne could lane for a yadalnik. It's still going to be Purim. We're still in the Purim. It's not over yet. Kolzman, it's not over. You're able to lane. It's only a one way street. A ben ir can't lane for a ben krach. I heard over from a basher, he said a different mahalach. He said, what's the pshat of Ben-Ir can't land for a Ben-Krach? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, similarly, he learns that from this halacha, a person that was not Makabal Shabbos yet can't make Kiddush for someone that already was Makabal Shabbos. So he wanted to say Efshanat. It's the same Shabbos. It's going to be Shabbos for me also. I'm shaykh to that Shabbos. Yudalan and Tezvav is two different takonis. Two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate maskulim. It's no shaykes one to the other. The Yadalik and the Tezvah. So Yadalik can lane for a Tezvah. Over a Ben Kfar is not a separate takana. It's a sifkatan of the takana of Yadalik. It's meshach shaykhi to that takana. it's Meshach Shaykh Yitirat HaKona, he's able to lengthen. But it's a ganz noise. If a person who's not the Chiv is able to lengthen the person who's yet the Chiv. On fang the Megillas Esther. State is Shira Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, the Alshich says, is legalois es ha-hester. A person has to be megala the seser. A person has to be megala the pnimius. Even though there was hester, it was very dark, and there was a hester upon him. Of a doctor from there comes a giloi. And that's why we drink wine, because nichnes yayin, gematria 70, yetzei soid, gematria 70. Because you megala the soid. And I saw that's the Indian of people get dressed up on Purim, as many as Beirim. Aber an Indian is because mitzad chitzoinius, the mask chitzoinius, everyone looks different. Kishem she'en partzufeim shavis, ein dayiseim shavis, and there's not aftas. Aber if there's a kesher from the p'duch, the pnimius, in the pnimius it's one nishmas knesses yisrael echad, it's one big aftas. When you take off the mask and mekrich tzacharayim into the pnimius, then already it's kulam ba'aftas. We know that Rabbi Shalom has an hanhaga of Hester upon him, and then there's an hanhaga of Giloy. And Be'emes, it looked like there was a matzah of Hester upon him, and then came the Giloy. They were megala the pnimius. That's why it says, La Yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sosa in bikar, and chazal darshan, it means, oira zu toira, simcha zu yomtet, sosa zu milo yikar elu tefillin. So frektis vasemis, let it say, while Yehudim haisa toira v'yomtev v'mila v'tfilin. Zok there, because they had toira yomtev v'mila and tfilin. Obis it gefelt in the pnimius, it gefelt the oira from toira. So it gefelt the simcha from yomtev, the sasayin from mila, the yakar from tfilin. While Yehudim noch the neis, noch the giloi, was oira simcha v'sasayin v'yakar. The two anhobis of the Rebbein Shloim, we know, it depends, is the shem Adnus, the Eivishter has a name of Adnus, Aleph Dalet. And that shame is 65. And then there's the shame of Yudkei Vavkei, which is 26. Together it's 91, which is Amen, which is Sukkah, which is a lot of things. But when it's not Bishleimus yet, it's two different Hanhogas. There's the Hanhog of Adnus and Hanhog of Yudkei Vavkei. And there was a Hester upon him over here. Megillah Nikris, be Yud Aleph, be Yud Beis, be Yud Gimel, be Yud Dalet, be Tesvav. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav is Gematria 65. Loy pachas v'lo yoser. Not on Yud, and not on Tezayin. Yud on Tezayin is 26. The Megillah is laying in the matzav of Hester upon him, that we're Megala, and then when we want to come to the Gilad, we want to come to the Hadr Kibluah, we want to have Vayit at the Kabbalah Satayra. Vayihi b'meya chashverish, Vayihi b'meya chashverish is the same gematria as Bereshis. At the end, is come to Tzirik, to Bereshis. A person has to be Megalad at Hester. Now, it's interesting, Ha'ara. The Gemara says in Megillah, it's very important to be Omer Dover B'Shem Omeroi, because the Baal Esther told Achashverosh about Mordechai with Bixon Veseresh. From there, it was Nizgaldel, the grace of Yeshua. That kol oimer dover b'shem oimroi mevi geula le'olam. That because Esther was megala to Achashverosh about Mordechai, so later on when he was the Laila, who he wasn't sleeping, he asked who it is. He wanted to give a schar to Mordechai, and Mordechai was zoicha to the ganze tahalucha of a sus kochi yosel le'ish mevi geula le'olam. It's a pella. This was not the geula. The whole story of Bixon Veseresh is seemingly unnecessary. After Mordechai's ta'alucha on the sus, he was choizel l'sakai v'tanisoi. The story's not over. Nothing happened yet. Later, with the suda, with Esther, comes the mapol of Haman. What's the shaykhis? And the Gemara says, maybe geula la'olam. What's the shaykhis? There's a central theme over here. Something is going on over here. What's the shaykhis from the mapol of Haman, and from the story that Haman is moilach Mordechai on the sus? Why is that a central theme in the Megillah? And the Gemara says that's the maybe Geula Le'olam. So the emphasis is, You know, I saw someone ask the kasha that it's bechlam no shaytas. You know, delete it. You don't need mix the mitzvahs bechlam. What does it have to do with the story? So the emes is the pasuk already says neshtazay. When Haman comes back, Zeresh tells him, "Imi zera haYehudim asher echilois linfal lefanav leitukhaloi ki nafal people lefanav." You started falling, you're going to fall now. Nafal people. So it is a shaytas. It's a stage. Oh, but that's the kasha. What do you need a stage? What do you need a slavim? Zalafal and ain't my pole hanging, and that's it. So thus can Zayin, the Bnei Soska says a pshat. Dafka, the story of the Megillah, step by step, nuffal people. Dafka, that brings out the power of the nes. When you're talking about a nes of teva, dafka, the way it's expressed is that you see how all the different details come in. It gives a mushel. The person was very sick. Mamash acholim is sick, and he's going to die in the next few days. The only yeshua that he has is a certain samim comes from hoydu. From far away, has to come certain Sami Marte. A nes! That day, a ship comes with those Sami. But those Sami come as raw materials. You need a Rekeach. You need a special doctor that knows how to put them together. Pump! The ship came from the other end, but also 2 hours later, a doctor that knows how to put it together. It's a Moifus. If the doctor would have been on the same ship and the Sami would have been ready, it's the same Moifus, but it's not. You know, the story is the galus of the nes needs the Pratim. It has to go with Shlavim, Prat after Prat. And that's why it was necessary also this, to start off the Nuffel people of Funov. Another pshat. Rabbi Yosef Naimishit says, Haman was going around all the Yidden, including Mordechai. Mordechai is the one that's matzal the Klal Yisrael. His tefillah and his oimid bin Nisoyin, he's the one that's matzal the Klal Yisrael. But there's a Klal, Ein Chovash Matar Atzma Nibes Asur. If Mordechai would be in the Gezerah also, he wouldn't be able to be matzel then. Ein chovesh mater atzma yibes asur. After the story of the sus, with Achashverosh HaKoros HaToyf to Mordechai, Yitochen Loimar, that even if Achashverosh would want to feroys the Gezerah to kill out all the Yidden, but Mordechai wouldn't be in the Gezerah. Special HaKoros HaToyf, he would make an exception to the rule. Mordechai is not in the Gezerah anymore, now his tefillah, now he could poilos. So this was necessary for the Shlavim, not just of the Nuffel people, but also of the Hatzolah, because the Hatzolah has to be that Mordechai is already not in the Gzeirah. Another pshat. We said that the Inyan is to be Megala, the Hester. There was a Groysa Hester upon him. It was Balayla Ahu. It's son. Laila is Hester. And Yoim is when it's Goli. Also, Zeh and Hu. Zeh is something that's Goli. Hu is when it's for Hester. This was Balayla Ahu. The Spitz Hester. And from there comes the Yeshua. But we want that the Yeshua should be Begoli. It's not something that it should happen. It should happen with a ganze giloy, Mordechai, with the sus, with kochias leish, with a ganze traram. Aber efshin nochet trot weiter. If you know, Rav Dessler writes about this. Someone looking from the sidelines on the story, 9 years earlier, there was a suda from Achashverosh. 9 years earlier. 9 years earlier. And a lot of the Yidden felt he was supposed to go. Politically correct, you have to know how to quail by the Malchus to be part of the Knesset, you have to know it. Without getting to the Sudan. Mordechai held no. That's fair. They held yeah. Now we know that the MS is that the whole Gzeira was because of Shenenu Misudas Achashverosh. But Malabatash, the cook of them, you don't see that. It's 9 years later, suddenly Gzeira, people don't know what's going, Haman's making Gzeira's this. You know, and Gas, Meret, and Mikvah, and Mishmis. Mordechai is not bowing down. Haman is oil of Gdula. Everyone's bowing down to him. Mordechai lo yirchol lo yishtachavet. He's causing the problems. And the emes is nishtas. The emes is 9 years earlier. And then the misudas Achashverosh is the problem. And the lo yirchol lo yishtachavet is the hatzol. But that's not what it looks like. Es kukto es paket. Mordechai versteht nicht in politika demels. And now he doesn't, he's causing the problems. He's causing the problems. And this is the Yeshua. And it's 9 years later. About it now we know 9 years later it was Pesach. It wasn't Purim. It was on the 3 days of fasting was on Pesach. And then Mrs. Isur again, Shanaibish it says, would the 9 years earlier, he makes a cheshbon, the 180 days of the Suda, that it was punked Lil Pesach. And he says, Mordechai told Vashti to come out to the Suda. And Vashti didn't want to come out. Because she had Yortzeit. We know many things happened on Leila Seder. Amongst them, Nebuchadnezzar was killed. She had Yortzeit. So So Achashverosh called Lachachomim Yoidei Ha'itim. And he said, let's change the month over here. Let's bring it back, Adar Beis. He turned it into Adar Beis. It was Purim. The Etzem was Pesach, which later on, the story is also Pesach, but the Etzem, he turned it into Yoidei Ha'itim. He said, no, because Azoidei would say, you don't have to kill her. She has an excuse. It was your time. Nay! It was not Tezvav Nisan. It was not Belilel. If you look at the story over here, it looks like Mordechai is maybe the cause of the problems. On the emesis, it's Nishtazot. And the emesis, the Klal Yisrael came to Akora now that Mordechai was right. And it's very necessary that there should be a pre-set-up show over here how Mordechai kochi yosel ish with the whole oil of gul of Mordechai. It's necessary. Because Azoy, the Yidden will say, Atzola, yeah, Mir Beleskepel, nay, it's Mordechai. And then you get the Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu V'Kiblu is on Parish of Alpeh. There was already a Nasa V'Nishma on Parish of Iksav. Azoy Shteit Medrash Hanchuma in Parshas Noyach, which Noyach is also Meshach Shaychi to the Megillah, can you do one? Noyach Me'Aveyem. And the Pshat is, now is the Kabbalah Satori on Parish of Alpeh, on Emunas Chachomim, on being makir that Das Torah, that Mordechai knows what's going on. And that's why it's necessary to have the pirsum of Mordechai, of the Kochi Yosel Ish, that Shtel Avek, the Nes, the Giloy, that there was an enemy to the Zachashverosh, and they have to do tshuva on that, and Mordechai knew what he was talking about, and the Gadol knows. And we have to feroyz that it says, at the end of the Megillah, it says, V'chol proshas dulas Mordechai, interesting the pasuk. All the story of Mordechai, if you want to look it up in the archives, in the Divrei Hayomim of Malchim, not the Divrei Hayomim of Tanakh, the Divrei Hayomim of Malchim Adi Aparis. That's interesting the pasuk. If you want to know all the details about the story of Mordechai, Halei Hen Ksuvim B'Sefer Divrei Hayomim Malchim Adi Aparis. Zok Rav Chatzkel Abramsky Moiridik. You think that the Megillas Esther is Geschichte? You think it's a history book? You think it's historical events? You want history? You want history? Go to the archives in Paras and you'll see the archives. This is Nisht, history book. This is Yesoidus over here that we have to learn out. It's not history. History? Gay Darton in the archives in Paras. There's a message over here that we have to learn out from the Megillas Esther. Ha'koyres ha'megillah l'mafreya lo yotzo, zok, the Baal Shem Tov. Ha'koyres ha'megillah l'mafreya. He thinks that it's l'mafreya. It's a story that happened 2,000 years ago. Lo yotzo. Ha'koyres ha'megillah l'mafreya lo yotzo. It's not history. That's in Ksuvim v'maseh v'malchim v'pachas. You have to let the message of the Megillah go in. In Rambam state, in the end of Hilchas Megillah, that all the moedim are asidin libotel, except for Purim. And Chomisha Chomshei Torah. Purim blives, because Purim tells us how to stay in the Hesed Ponim. And there's always a matziv. And Avada b'doiroi, b'awador. There's also a Haman that Be'emes wants to be Laharig, Lahashman, Lahabet, Achmenejad, Taka Azoi, from Paras. And we have to know, the gates of Purim, yet you have to know. There's also Gezeres mi bepnimu bebechutz, demot is given Dalfoin ben Haman, hain is iPhone ben Haman. It's the same, it's mamish, it's a pesir tzach nochamo. And a person has to know, hakoyres ha-megillah mafreya lo yotza, to take the message in. We'll be Messiahim. It says in the Gemara, chayiv inish levesume, the pariah ad lo yoda, the or haman, the baruch mordechai. Zokta nesivis in Megillah Storm. He says, be'emes, let's say a guy did you an avo, it's a shahar fazog, he says, let's say a person did you an avo. He wanted to mess you up, and what happened was, he did something to you and it was supposed to ba'avo you, it backfired on him, it came a grosser toivah because of it. Had he not tried to do you the avla, it wouldn't have happened this grosser toivah. This galgal advarim, that because he wanted to do you this avla, this galgal a grosser toivah. So depending on genoi the matzav and how gross the toivah is and how small the avla was, and also on your matzav ruach and various other factors, if you're talking, that you'll go have a grosser toivah. So if the Haman wanted to do an avla laza, laharig lahashmin laabed. Fair. But from them is becoming kimu v'kibul, kabbalas atoyla, kabbalas atoyla ben avla, gilo yahester. The shoyrish for the ayelas hashacha for the gula. Chayiv on inish levesume. Levesume means hano. Hano is the hano from Torah, from Kabbalah Satoyah. And Chayiv inish levesume. Adela yoda ben or homan levar chmorot chayegat on avanishket. And he wanted to kill his mother. Kibul be kibul. Lazmar up with it. Nish the hapola from homan. Nish the gadlus from Mordechai. The ikker is taka the Chayiv inish levesume. The Chayiv inish levesume from Torah. And that's what happened with Kom Rabbah, the Shochat L'Rab Zera, that Rabbah was Malamahim, Groysa, Soydis, in Torah. Rabbah was Grois, Rabbah. And Zera is Kling. And he was Megalim, Soydis, in Torah, that was beyond his level. And that's why he was Shochat, he was Moishachim, and it was Paruch HaNishmosi. Like it says, Nodav and Aviyu were also Shtuya Yayin in the Beis HaMikdosh. Because they, too Grois for Nasogis. And that's why it says, Rav Zeira, he asked him to invite him the next year. As I should say, I don't want to come next year. He said, no, I would come, just maybe a nes is not going to happen. That's says, be'etzem yet! Besogim in Torah. So, men zoich hazayin taka, lebesume, be'toira, ad le'yodah ben arhoman, le'baruch mordchai, men zoich hazayin mechabal zayin, be'toira, be'avah.